comes this evening. They were in an upper chamber. It's the chorus, Matthew, not the hymn. O Lord, stand apart just now, baptize the raven. That's it. Let's do it if anybody was singing dinner. Oh, sure. They were in that upper chamber. They were all in love and gore. In the Holy Ghost and God, at the top of the rising sky. Oh, Lord, let the heart just now. Heart just now. Oh, Lord, let the heart just now. And what
Jesus, may be seated. We do give everyone a warm welcome in their service in the name of the Lord, and the Lord bless each one that's made an effort to come tonight. And I was all prepared what I want to preach for the night, but this evening I went up in the room for a bit and everything's changed completely. I'm not going to preach anything what I prepared. I have other things I want to say tonight. You know, the devil sends demons to people and he wants to accuse you, and then he wants a spirit to come on you to accuse someone else. That's the devil. That is the devil. And it's like church, it's like anything, you know. People can come to church and they fall asleep in church, get too tired in church. That's called the spirit of slumber. But yet they could sleep, sit up half the night, play a game or watch a program, and they'd never sleep once. That's the devil. That's true what I'm saying. It's the devil. And it's also the devil. Nobody could speak to you or me. Brother so-and-so saying this about you, and brother so-and-so saying that about you. But that brother could be actually praying for you, but the devil wants you to think that, so that you're then negative against that brother or sister or whoever it may be. That's the devil. And Lucifer sends agents out to work on God's people. And I've always noticed that new brothers that's even older than me and sisters will know it as well. You'll notice when you have a real good service after that, things maybe don't go as good. The devil does everything he can. If you have a good turnout in one meeting, you'll not have a good turnout maybe in the next meeting. The devil will see to it. He will keep people busy to keep them away from the house of God and the things of God. That's the devil. He'll tell you nobody loves you. Nobody cares for you. That's a spirit to get you down, because he doesn't want you to pray. Doesn't want you to be able to read your Bible. They'll tell you you're not good enough. That's the devil. That's the way the devil works. And you'll notice the way Satan works, the spirit of infirmity, the way it works, but he's exhausted. He's exhausted. Did you ever hear somebody's exhausted? They're so exhausted they can't do anything. That's the devil. That's not the spirit of God. Because Jesus says he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love and truth and sound mind. And he says, I'm come to give you life, and that more abundantly, but a spirit of infirmity wants to keep you down and tired. He'll wear you out. I'll tell you another thing, what's the devil as well, stop you sleeping. That's the devil. That's not God. How many knows the Bible says, beloved, that God gives his beloved rest? How many knows that? So that the devil doesn't want you to have any rest. And another thing he'll do, he'll run you. And I learned this many years ago, he'll run you. And it could even be a meeting, but it could be the wrong meeting. He'll run you, and he runs you off your feet. And when God's people should be waiting on God, he'll have them running. And when they should be going forward, he'll have them on someone else. That's the devil. Amen.
Amen.
How many believes it tonight is the truth?
Yeah.
Praise God. The devil is a sly old fox, or Brother Gary often sings it. But he's an accuser of the brethren. If he doesn't accuse you directly, he'll tell you somebody else is talking about you. I know people, and all the time, they have this conception that people's always talking about them. And you know what I'm going to tell you? It's not always right. It's not always true. It's their imagination. And the Bible says we're to cast down vain imagination, unreasoning, and every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We're going to read in Galatians in a moment, but just a few thoughts tonight. Our invisible, our enemies are invisible. They're invisible. I'm telling you, I read a powerful testimony of a young man, and he'd fasted and prayed and he'd done everything, laid out before God. He straightened up his flesh and he'd done it all, but he still had the same problems. Until one day the Holy Spirit came on him and showed him his trouble was a devil. His trouble wasn't his flesh, his trouble was a devil. He crucified the flesh and he'd done it all. Fasted and everything, and things got worse instead of better. Then he realized it was a devil. And you know that the devils are assigned to certain people. And I'll tell you better than that. Devils follow, certain demons follow certain families. And they try to come back on the next generations if they can. And they try to bring the same things that came from before back on the next generation. That's the devil. And the devil's a liar. But God has given us power over the devil. Amen. God bless you, you know. I went to see your brother, D.B. Jones, on Monday. And I got into the hospital. Everything was fine. You had to wear a mask, but I didn't worry about that. I was glad to get in, and he was glad to see me. And we had a nice time together. And I believe the Lord touched him. And read with him and prayed with him. And then Brother Ian's away to see him tonight, pray with him again tonight. And you know, it looks impossible, but with God, can do anything. He's the same age as me, David Jones. Me and him was best mates at school. 53 years of age. He's only a young man. And I don't accept that it's God's will for this and that. Personally, for me, I won't accept that. That's me. I don't care if 1,000 preachers line up and say different. For me, it's not. Can't be God's will. That's the devil's will. Wants to kill people before the time. That's the devil.
Yeah.
Not God. Praise God. Now, Mark will mention on Sunday as well, Brother Andrew appreciated the offering, but our Brother Mark can mention on Sunday and give all the details and everything. But let's read Galatians tonight. I want to try and encourage you tonight. I really feel that I said it last Sunday morning, and there was people visiting here, and one of them rang me to say that was a word from the Lord for them. And whatever I read before the service on Sunday, a great fight of affliction or something, I think it was. But I really believe that people are under bombardment of Satan at the minute. That's what I believe. Galatians chapter 3. And I believe the Spirit of God was in this meeting last Sunday. And that the Holy Spirit could have prophesied to a woman in this service. And even through what was prayed, touched her. And what was preached. And the Lord done something for that woman before she left. And she told me herself, going out the door. But God could have prophesied her. There's gifts of prophecy in the meeting, we know that. And the Holy Spirit's real. There's real gifts. And they're to edify the body. How many believes that tonight? Let's read verse 1 of Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth, crucified amongst you. This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect in the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Hallelujah. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, that's Romans 4, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Amen. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Let me read on. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. I saw a clip of a man, I won't mention where it was, I don't even know how it came up on my phone, and I didn't put it in it, but it came up on it. And he was preaching, and there was all these men around him, and everything, and he was telling them about it. He went to the youth camp, and a demon had manifested in this particular young girl. She needed deliverance, she was suicidal. And the father of this young girl went to pray for her, and the demon spoke out of the young woman and basically told them all that her father watched the television, and he said that her father was able to get the girl, basically she'd lie down, but the devil never come out. But this preacher more or less told them all how the father came later, smashed the television, broke it up, and he sort of emphasized this, and this is why the devil didn't come out. Well, I'm going to tell you now, that's nonsense. Do you know why? I'm telling you, the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. It wouldn't matter, I'm not saying watch television. I'm not saying that. But the problem was the man hadn't the Holy Ghost. And what they've done with him, they religionized him. He can break up his television and they can dress him and paint him or do what they want with him. But if he hasn't the Holy Spirit, the devil will do the same thing again with him. It's the Holy Spirit the man needed. And all what he done in a year's time, he could turn back and do the opposite again. It is the Holy Ghost. And what's wrong is people today have made evidences for the Holy Spirit. Our group believes it's this and another group believes it's this. But we need what the Bible says. The genuine Holy Ghost. How many believe that tonight? Amen. Now, how do these men on television cast out devils and their, you know, the boys, they preach the prosperity gospel, but yet they're fit to cast devils out? That's not the devil doing it. It's still the Holy Spirit doing it. So you can't go down a road that if you do certain rules, the devil will obey you. The Bible says here it wasn't by any works, but it was by faith. Now you think of Peter was an unlearned and ignorant man, but my Bible says they took knowledge he'd been with Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit was on him. Now, I'm not saying have a television. You don't need a television. I'm not saying that or justifying a television. But the fellow apparently wasn't watching anything bad on the television either. You could have a mobile phone and watch worse on it than you would watch on any television, I can guarantee you that. Or a tablet. And there's lots of other things as bad. But the devil wants to speak to people and tell them nobody loves you. And that young woman was suicidal. The Lord did deliver her. The old boy prayed for her. The old other preacher prayed for her, and God delivered her. God set her free. I knew of another woman, and there's a great Pentecostal preacher. He's dead now from years ago, and he cast over 70 devils out of this woman. And she was a Pentecostal woman in a certain church. And while the devils was coming out, the woman said, I'm exhausted, I'm too tired, you're going to have to stop. And the Spirit of God spoke to the preacher, and he says, that's not her, that's the devil. It's not her that's tired, it's the devil that's tiring her.
Yes.
Get him out. And he cast him out, and that woman was delivered. And the enemy wants to wear God's people out, and he wants to wear you down. He wants to accuse you, and if he mightn't do it indirectly, he'll do it some way. He'll accuse you, and then he wants you and me to talk against each other. And did you know brother so-and-so thinks this, and brother so-and-so thinks that? And all along, they might have one word of it. It's the devil. And the Bible says he's the accuser of the brethren. The devil is. We need to pray one for another. How many believe that tonight?
Amen.
Pray one for another. Love one another. Jesus says, as my Father have loved you, we're to love each other. Love one another. The commandment, the 11th commandment, a new commandment Jesus said, I give unto you, you love one another. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, God is faithful by whom you are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. Now we cannot believe everything, but we can believe the Word of God. And I could make a mistake, you could make a mistake. That's just, it's not intended, but you could get up here and say something to yourself, which might not be right. Maybe it's not intended, but the Word of God is not no mistake. Is that right? God's word is our absolute. Our opinion's not. Somebody else's opinion's not. But God's word is our absolute. And God says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul does prosper. But the devil wants to stress you out and me out and everybody out. That's what he wants. You know, I heard a lot of preachers over the years, and they always were wore out and tired. But you ever go to a meeting and you didn't come out of it wore out and tired, you come out of it refreshed. That's the sort of a meeting you want. Where you're refreshed, for the Holy Spirit comes on you and moves you. Amen. And it refreshes you. The Bible talks about a time of refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord. And ever if we were in a time where we need the refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord, it's today. Hallelujah. That's what we need today. Praise God. We know that God's word's reliable. We know we cannot just go in our own five senses of our body all the time. You could go in and look at somebody and in your eyes, you can't see how they could survive, but God could raise them up. But if you're looking and all your senses, you can't understand it, and you can't. There's nothing wrong with that. But faith goes beyond that.
Hallelujah, yes.
Faith goes beyond that because faith is what it says about Abraham. Abraham believed against hope. In hope. Now what I mean by that is, Sarah had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women, but yet God told Abraham, you will have a son by Sarah. She even laughed at it. She says, shall I have pleasure with my Lord being old? And you know the angel said that she laughed with us back to the tent. Genesis 18. And she said, I didn't laugh. But you know why God spared her? Because she was justified because of Abraham. How many knows the Bible says that?
Amen.
She was justified because of Abraham. And God brought to pass to Abraham what he told him. But Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. Abraham didn't believe the doctor's report, which said, well, Sarah ceased to be with Sarah. Sarah can't be a mother. It's impossible. Abraham never looked at that. He looked at what was told him by God. And there's times we need to look what's told us by God. How will that young man get saved? How will that young woman get saved? The Bible says, claim them and believe it, and you can have household salvation, just like the man, the jailer in the book of Acts. And we need to believe God. The enemies we face are not just flesh and blood, they're invisible spirit beings, demons, demon powers. Now, I know a whole lot of people don't preach about devils, but devils are real. Demons are real. And they want to disturb you, and they want to disturb me, and they attend church, believe it or not. They're very religious. There's nobody more religious than the devil himself. He even tried to preach to Jesus. And he started his campaign in Eden when he preached to Eve. And the Bible says, as the serpent bewitched Eve. Watch that you're not bewitched. Isn't that right? And he's a preacher. I'm telling you, he's a preacher, you know. And you know the Bible says that they're transformed as angels of light, but they're darkness. Ministers. Transformed, but they're darkness. And anybody that tells you God can't do it, it's not reading the same Bible you and me's reading. God can do anything. God not only can do anything, the Bible says he can do exceedingly abundantly far above. But we're talking about the one that made us from dust. Took a piece of dust and he made Adam and he breathed in him and he became a living soul. Caused the sleep to come on him after that. Took a rib out of him and made a woman from a rib. That's the Almighty God we're serving. That God can do anything. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we can't just go by what we see, but we're looking beyond. How many knows Abraham searched for a city whose builder in Mecca was God? The Bible says that. Abraham searched for a city whose builder in Mecca was God. How many knows he met the king of Salem? And that means prince of peace. And he blessed him. And not only did he bless him, he said, Abraham, walk thou before me and be thou perfect. You imagine God saying that. And you know what a great man of God said. If God asks for someone, he has to make a way for it or he wouldn't ask for it. And you know there's only one perfection. That's through the blood of Jesus Christ. How many knows that? That's it. But that's been paid for. The devil wants to condemn us, but the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and all righteousness. And the Lord looks at us as clean tonight and pure tonight.
Amen.
And the devil, maybe there's been assigned to some of us, and he wants to wear you down. You need to turn loose on him. I'm telling you. Like the wee fella, if he gets hit often enough in one day, he's no more a wee fella. He'll hit back. Not right. We cannot restrict ourselves to the five bodily senses, but we need God to give us revelation on things and spiritual discernment. We need spiritual discernment. Spiritual discernment. Sometimes you can think, boy, you know, he said this and he said that, and there might be a word of it. And then the Bible talks about beware of the words of a talebearer. Somebody could come for you with a report, but it could be lies. And the Bible says, beware of the words of a talebearer. If it brings edification, praise God. But when it doesn't, something's wrong, isn't it? And when the gifts of the Spirit move, they're to edify the church. How many knows that? And they do. I'll tell you, when somebody goes out and says, I felt to come in the meeting and the Lord wasn't with me, but I'm going out this morning and he's with me. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a good testimony?
Yes.
Praise God. Ephesians 1:17 tells us that God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Many times we need wisdom. I'm saying that myself. As somebody preaches a lot. I ask the Lord, oh, I need the wisdom. Solomon looked at what Solomon had. But he said, God, give me wisdom. He didn't ask God for the things he had. He asked God for wisdom. Now, tonight I brought this. Now, I really didn't prepare for this, but this is what I feel led to bring. I was going to preach from Acts 4 and show you in Acts 4 where the Lord refilled them, and they never asked for it, but God filled them again. The same people who were filled in Acts chapter 2 prayed and the place was shaken in Acts chapter 4. They never said, Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit. They just prayed, and when they prayed, God filled them. And then I was going to go over to Luke's Gospel and read you the words of Jesus. If you've been evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? This idea that God might want you to have the Holy Spirit, that's the devil. God wants you to have the Holy Ghost. God wants you to be saved. So He wants you to have the Holy Spirit. He wants you to be healed. This idea God might want you to be healed, that's a lie. I don't accept that. I believe if He wants you saved and He wants you filled, He wants you healed.
Hallelujah.
And He wants you to be in that group that's going to go up. God wants you in it. Amen. God has good desires for you. That's the word of God. I tell you, when the Lord moves on the scene, you see Lucifer's the morning star. And Isaiah 14, we read about it. We're introduced to a being called Lucifer, and the Latin word, root word for that means the one who brings light. See, everybody looks at the devil, he's a dark boy in a dark cloak, but he's not. He's a smart, educated boy, and he's a lovely, beautiful cherubim. But he influences a lot of things. How many knows he's used music for years? And he still does. But how many knows there come a time when he got men so perverted that they were like women? It's happening even now. How many knows that? And all these names they have today, binary, and I don't even know all the names. I'm not even going to go into them. But that's the devil. That's totally the devil. He brings light. The one who brings light, that's what he claims. In Hebrew, the word translated morning star, in the language Lucifer was prayed as a radiant, shining, glorious being. He was referred to as an archangel. The word arch from Greek means ruling. A ruling angel. This word occurs in the word archbishop, a bishop who rules over his bishops. Thus, an archbishop is an angel who rules over other angels. So Lucifer is one of the main archangels, along with Michael, Gabriel, and God's heavenly host. But we know Lucifer fell, trying to be like God, wanting the glory for himself. My brother Gary prayed it at the start of the service, so that no man be glorified, only the Lord. If God done certain things for some people, they think they've done it. And there's a lot of people do think man's done things and they worship them. Isn't that right? They worship man instead of Christ.
Yes, that's true.
But the Lord wants us to worship Him.
Amen.
And the idea, if only brother so-and-so was here now today, it would happen. Well, that's not right. Was it that brother or was it Christ? If we're saying it was that certain man, we're all in trouble.
Yes.
But I believe it was the Lord Jesus. Just when you read the book of Acts, it's not the works of them. It's not what the apostles done, it's what Christ done through them.
Yes. Amen.
It's the acts of the Holy Ghost in the apostles.
Amen.
Now we know they were chosen, we know all that, and the wonderful men of God, but it's the same Holy Spirit today.
Yes.
If you get the same Holy Spirit them men had, that same Holy Spirit will do the same things today, or else it's not the same Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes.
And we want the same Holy Spirit. And we shouldn't have any fear of anything different, because if we're even know how to give good gifts, how much more will He give the Holy Spirit to them and ask Him? We need the Holy Ghost. And we need to cast down reasoning and vain imagination. Amen. And we need to have the mind of Christ. Amen. And pray for the Lord to move. Hallelujah. Philippians 2 and verse 6. And I'm going to come to close. The time's going. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now in Isaiah, I'm reading that because the devil wanted to be like that. In Isaiah 14 verse 13-14. Thou said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of clouds. I will be like the Most High. That's what the devil wanted. He wanted to be God. Now you remember, he's never given up on that ambition. Right. He still holds the same ambition.
Right.
And when God's people come and the Spirit of God starts to move, the devil will do everything he can to stop it. That's the truth. And have you warred one against each other? And you know the Word of God says, they that war one against another will be consumed one of another. That's what the devil wants. But if you were to read Acts chapter 4, the bit I was talking about, you'll read in it, they were of one mind and one accord.
Yes.
When the Spirit came on them, when they didn't even ask for it. And when God's people get one mind and one accord in one place, I don't believe that they even need to ask for the Holy Ghost will come.
Yes.
Because where two or three are gathered in His name, He's in the midst.
Hallelujah.
And that to bless. Hallelujah. We see the motivation of Lucifer, rebellion. And rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Rebellion. Many people have told me that I've prayed for over the years, and it says, I've been in rebellion against God. I felt the Lord told me to do something and I deliberately didn't do it. That's rebellion. But then the devil jumps on them.
Yes.
And he condemns them. And I'm going to tell you another thing, I had to be honest about it. Many times it wasn't God told them anything. It's their own imagination. God will not ask you to do stupid things.
Amen.
He won't do it. I don't believe He'll do that. He might ask you to do something strange. I believe that. God could do that. But I'm talking silly things. Things that's not important. What would be the point of it? God could lead you to go and see a man somewhere that's going to get saved or healed or touched by the power of God. God can do anything, but not stupid things. God doesn't work like that. The Bible says He's not the author of confusion. And many times people have an imagination, things God told them, and it maybe wasn't God. Then the devil jumps on them. Smith Wigglesworth told a wonderful testimony, and I read it, and he said he met two girls on a train. Two young Christian girls, lovely girls. And he got talking to them. And the Spirit of God, he said, led them to talk to them. And he said to them where he's going. And they didn't know where they were going. And they said, the Spirit of God told us to get on this train and keep going. But the Spirit of God didn't. When they met an apostle of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God began to move, it was a devil telling them to get in that train to run them. To run them to nowhere. The devil's train is a train to nowhere. But God's train is a train to glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord doesn't take you just to nowhere, but He's taking you somewhere. Amen.
Yes.
He wants to bless you tonight. The Lord wants to bless you. Amen. Let's come and pray this evening. I want to give time to pray. And I don't know if it's for anybody, or maybe it's for me, but I just felt to share these couple of things tonight, and I trust it's just for somebody. I pray for Brother Mark's going to be preaching Sunday morning. And I don't know, maybe somebody else, you're going through a hard time. Maybe you don't know how things are going to work out. But it's a battle all the time. We're in a warfare. But we've got somebody on our side, a big brother called Jesus. Amen. And He's promised to never leave you nor forsake you. Fall into His arms. Talk to them like your best friend. Amen. Tell them about everything. And I believe the Lord will do it. Let's come and pray tonight. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord Jesus, that You loved us. You loved us, O Lord. Not only did You love us, You are love. And You said, I love You and give Myself for You. We thank You tonight that Your words are unfailing. Lord, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld your glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. A special, unique one. Lord, there's no one else can be compared to you. You're greater than all the prophets, all the apostles. There's no one like you, Lord Jesus. You're the only one that can be said, neither is there salvation in any other name. For there's no other name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. Your name is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. You promised it will come to pass in the last days that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, I come against every demon power of the night. In the name of Jesus Christ, I plead the merits of the life of the blood of the Lamb of God. I pray over every home, every family, every situation. We cast down all reasoning and vain imagination. And we pray for the moving of the Holy Spirit into every situation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ask for young men and young women tonight, speak into their lives, to their minds, to their innermost being. Deliver them and change them. Give them a different mindset. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I come against the spirit of anxiety tonight. Let it go in Jesus' precious name. I come against the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. And I'm asking for strength, Lord. Marrow to the bone, strength from the navel. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, bring your strength upon your people in the name of the Lord tonight. Lord, we know you're well and able to heal Davy Jones and deliver him. Release him from that demon of cancer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, set him free. We know it's a devil. And it's a devil that wants to rob and steal and destroy. But you have come that he might have life and that more abundantly. We speak life upon him tonight. Peace and strength and health. In the name of Jesus Christ, devil, you're a liar. Jesus Christ defeated you on the cross. And he rose triumphant over the foe, and he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he said to Peter, I give you the keys. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord, we believe that power is available tonight in your name. Because your name's far above every other name. Bless every brother in this room. Bless every sister in this room and every young man. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless their homes, bless their wives, their husbands, save their children, their grandchildren, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Move amongst us, O God, deliver us from the spirit of the enemy. Let the Holy Ghost move through us like a mighty wind from heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. O God, visit us with thy spirit. I ask you for Brother Mark, if I was tarry to this Sunday, you bless him, anoint him, use him, that your name be lifted and glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to pray prayers of faith tonight. Lord, bless those that couldn't be here tonight. And for those, Lord, that the devil's told they're too tired or too lazy, may the Holy Ghost move them and take that devil off them and loose them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Let's continue to pray and seek the Lord tonight.